Good morning. The Alberta Clipper that brought a general light snow to most of interior New York and New England yesterday evening continues to track into the Maritimes today. As a result, the wind has shifted around to the west-northwest and become gusty at times up to 50 miles per hour, especially across the higher terrain. That cold air blowing over the relatively warmer waters of the lakes producing snow showers and flurries in eastern New York and New England, with heavier snow squalls in the snow belts where up to a foot of snow could fall during the day today. More lake effect snows tonight, while mostly cloudy skies and a few flurries and snow showers will persist elsewhere. After remaining in the upper teens and lower 20s for highs today, we'll drop back into the lower to mid-teens for lows tonight. Wind chill values will be colder. We'll have less wind tomorrow with high pressure starting to build in. Still a front close by will produce lots of clouds and a few snow showers as highs push back up into the middle and upper 20s. Further moderation on Friday with mostly cloudy skies. It'll be milder with highs reaching into the upper 30s. Another storm system will track out of the deep south and up through the Tennessee Valley and into the northeast and Atlantic coast on Saturday. The exact track of this storm will determine exactly what we get over the weekend, but right now it looks like we'll have cloudy skies with a snow and rain mixture on Saturday and highs in the mid-30s with colder air and snow showers behind the system on Sunday with highs in the lower 30s. More Arctic air will spill in behind the system early next week. It'll be windy and very cold Monday and Tuesday with scattered snow showers, highs back into the lower 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that deepening clipper off the coast of Maine will move into New Brunswick today. Snow on the west side of the low will persist across central and northern Maine into the afternoon before finally tapering off during the evening and overnight hours tonight. Storm total snowfall amounts across Maine will range from 5 to 15 inches with locally higher amounts. Winter storm warnings remain in effect. Further west, lake effect snow will pick up again today. Lake effect snow warnings have been issued for amounts up to 18 inches in the more persistent snow bands. Meanwhile, a Pacific low pressure system will bring rain and mountain snow to much of the west coast and the intermountain northwestern United States today and tonight. Heavy snow is possible for the Cascades and the Sierras, with snowfall amounts exceeding a foot possible. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 4 below 0, with a west-northwest wind at 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 9 above 0. In Albany on the hour, light snow showers and 24 degrees, the dew point 11, 57% relative humidity, a west wind at 17, gusting to 29 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.79 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 74 degrees at Corona, California, to a low of 27 below zero at Fauston, Minnesota, and Kremming, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy near 30, Boston mostly sunny, windy near 30, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 31 degrees, the low 18, the average temperature 25, that's 3 degrees above normal. 1/100 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday amounted to 0.7 inches of snow, bringing the monthly total to 1.8 inches. That's 5.1 inches of snow below normal. And 4.0 inches of snow for the season, which is 19.7 inches below normal. There were 40 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 437. That's 70 below normal. And 2,230 for the season, which is 812 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 71, set in 1932. And the record low, 18 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:44 p.m. 9 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered snow showers and flurries, highs in the teens and lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds and windy today with a few scattered snow showers or flurries and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy today with snow showers and heavier squalls in the snow belts, highs around 20. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with a few scattered snow showers and flurries and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered snow showers and flurries, highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, less wind, still a few snow showers, upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and milder Friday, upper 30s. Cloudy with a snow-rain mixture on Saturday in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, a few snow showers Sunday, lower 30s. Windy and very cold Monday with scattered snow showers, lower 20s. And mostly cloudy, breezy and cold with snow showers Tuesday with highs only around 20 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.